Second hour of 2 hours of Jewish soul music. I hope this is coming through. I received a phone call that perhaps there is a problem, and I hope that you're able to hear this. This is the second hour of 2 hours of Jewish soul music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. Those of you who are regular listeners know that the first hour is a mixture of everything but Chazanis, and the second hour is strictly Chazanis. And we have some interesting Chazanis coming up, and I certainly do hope that this is coming through loud and clear. Saul, I hope that you're able to hear this. Well, I paid a visit to Jack Grossman. Some of you may recall that he was one of our guest Chazanis lovers a few months ago, and he lent me an album called Two Cantors at Carnegie Hall. And the two cantors were Eddie Cantor, and the other is an actual cantor, Bella Herskovitz, formerly the chief cantor of Budapest, Hungary. And Bella Herskovitz was known as the This Is Your Life cantor. Now, this will certainly date you, because it was a great program in the 50s, sponsored by Ralph Edwards, the Ralph Edwards television show, where they would pay tribute to a guest. And on February 8th, 1956, there was a special tribute paid to cantor Bella Herskovitz on the Ralph Edwards television show. And a few years thereafter, Bella Herskovitz appeared at Carnegie Hall with Eddie Cantor. And let's go back to that program. This is recorded live, and we'll hear the first, let's see if we can get this, we'll hear the introduction by Bella Herskovitz, by Eddie Cantor, and then we'll hear a couple of selections of Bella Herskovitz, who is called the This Is Your Life Cantor. By the way, Herskovitz was born in 1920. He died in 1974. This is, we'll first hear Eddie Cantor at Carnegie Hall.
You are applauding the wrong cantor. The one with the talent will be out here in a few minutes. I am the cantor that's not nervous. First of all, I want to greet you, and I want to tell you that I'm very happy to be here. To be frank, I'm very happy to be any place. I'm just happy to be. I myself appeared here at Carnegie Hall about 5 years ago, had one of the happiest evenings of my life, and I couldn't help but think, when I was a kid, we lived in the basement, 47 Henry Street, with my grandmother, Oliver Sholem, and there was no place to play, and I'd say to my grandmother, Bobby, wo kann ich spielen? And she'd always say, geh spielen Hall. And if she only knew that night I was spilling in Carnegie Hall, it would have given her a great thrill. This should be a very warm, interesting afternoon. First of all, most of you know the background of Bela Herskovitz. A good many of you, I imagine, saw him on the Ralph Edwards This Is Your Life program. So then I don't have to tell you his story. Great human interest story, besides being a very fine singer. He and his wife were heroic figures. They were both in the underground, first suffering tortures at the hands of the Nazis and then the communists. They really ran the gamut. Ladies and gentlemen, it's wonderful to think that in America, this land of opportunity, this golden Medina, to find here at Carnegie Hall the great cantor, the youngest cantor, the premier cantor of Budapest, Hungary, Bela Herskovitz.
Okay, that was the introduction, and let's hear Bela Herskovitz first singing Tal.
Jesus Christ. Simo Dio.
Oh, Well, if it only but a seed return a dinner of
Okay, here's the situation. Those of you who were listening to this program on the archive, you will not be aware that there was a problem, but we did have a slight problem with the transmission. So for those of you, Saul, thank you so much for keeping me informed, because I'm looking at the dials and it looks like everything is working, but there was again, a glitch in the transmission. So you were just listening to Bella Herskovitz, and it's from an album called The Two Cantors at Carnegie Hall, Eddie Cantor and Bella Herskovitz, who was the former chief cantor of Budapest, Hungary. He was called the This Is Your Life Cantor. As I mentioned, on February 8th, 1956, there was a special tribute paid to Bella Herskovitz on the Ralph Edwards television show. It used to be one of my favorites, and that will date you. First of all, it'll date you if you know who Eddie Cantor was. And Saul, I know you recall This Is Your Life. It was such a great program. I don't know, they can't do programs like that anymore. Anyway, Herskovitz sang Tal and Akavya Ben Mahalalel. And for some of the Hungarians in the audience, and I know that my friend Mickey Weinberger, Miklos, told me that Zol a Kakas is a Hungarian folk song. So I'm just going to play, it's a very, very brief, and it's Bella Herskovitz with the Hungarian folk song. And this is from a live performance at Carnegie Hall in the late 50s.
Majd megvirratnál zöld erdőben, sík mezőben sétál egy madár. Zöld erdőben, sík mezőben sétál egy madár. Micsoda madár, micsoda sárga lába, gyöngy a szárnya, engem ott akar. Sárga lába,
Vela Herskovitz with a Hungarian folk song. And it's Charlie Byrne. I'm hoping that you're enjoying the program as much as you've been able to hear. And again, those are technical problems that it's very hard to to foresee. Next album that we'll be listening to is a very interesting one. It's an early Malavani album called The Rejoice with Jerusalem. It's about 35, 40 years ago, and if I've been playing a lot about Jerusalem, of course, it's gearing me up for where I'll be this Shabbos and the following Shabbos, and I'll be back next 2 weeks from today, God be willing. I'm coming in at 6 o'clock that Monday morning, 2 weeks from today, and hopefully I'll be able to be with you live. Now, just let me give you a heads up that next week I pre-recorded a program. In 1992, I interviewed four of the surviving Malofsky children. I went to Lakewood and to the kitchen, and I sat there with a tape recorder, and it was a two-hour program, which I am rebroadcasting next week. There's an update, though. I called Mort Malofsky, who is one of the few surviving children. I called him in Florida, and he gives an update as to what happened during the past 18 years since that that interview. And I just point out, if Coley Shaw is a problem for you, I suggest that you don't tune in next week. Okay, as I mentioned, Yerushalayim is certainly on my mind. I'm just looking forward to being at the Great Synagogue this Shabbos. Let's hear Simcha et Yerushalayim from the album Rejoice with Jerusalem, early Yossi Malavani.
Simcho et Yerushalayim v'gilu v'kolo v'yaho v'ya Sisu itam masos kol amita v'lim aleha Sisu itam masos kol amita v'lim aleha Sisu itam asos kol amita v'lim aleha Sisu itam asos kol amita v'lim aleha Si sui tamassos calamita velim alea Si sui tamassos calamita velim alea Yerushalayim et Yerushalayim Ekilu v'kolo v'veya kolo v'veya Sisu itam masos kol amit ha'velim aleya Sisu itam masos kol amit ha'velim aleya Sisu itam masos kol amit ha'velim aleya Sisu itam asos kol amit ha'velim aleya
You know, as I'm listening to this, I just find it so hard to believe. It's so obscene, really. And we're going to be the group from Americans for Save Israel, the Chizuk group, will be in Yerushalayim for Yom Yerushalayim a week from Wednesday. And they had to cancel the parade because of the anticipation of Arab rioting in our own city. Can you imagine in Washington, D.C., that if Americans were not allowed to march on July 4th because of, some foreign group rioting? They were afraid of the rioting of the enemies of America. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. Crazy. Okay, another Yossi Malavani, Vahavienu. Letzion Yircha, bring us to Zion, your city.
Letzion
בציון נרחה, בציון נרחה ברינה, ולירושלים בית מקדשך, בית מקדשך בשמחת עולם. ואבינו לציון נרחה, לציון נרחה ברינה, בירושלים בית מקדשך, בית מקדשך בשמחת עולם. בירושלים בית מקדשך, בית מקדשך בשמחת עולם. אבינו לציון נרחה, לציון נרחה ברינה, בירושלים בית מקדשך, בית מקדשך בשמחת עולם.
לי 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 לי
בית מקדשך בשמחת עולם.
From the album Rejoice in Jerusalem, let's hear Tka B'Shofar. Sound the great shofar.
Elokeinu velokei avoseinu Yerushalayim beis mikdash.
προσεχώ μπεσημεχά Telefonejo, escóbenos, favoseino, quimetso valeino, besosejo, alíe de Moshe, Moshe, avetejo, mi pieje va de.
That was early Yossi Malavani, and with Takara Bashofer. I'm very pleased to have with me live on my cell phone. I hope this is coming through. You know what? I'm going to put it on speaker. That's what I didn't do last time. Good evening, Cantor Joel Kaplan.
Good evening, Charlie. How are you?
Okay. For my listeners who are not familiar with the fact that Cantor Kaplan is the past president of the Cantoral Council of America, and he's currently an honorary president, and he is the chazan in Lawrence at Congregation
Beth Sholem.
I always get confused. Beth Sholem, where you run fantastic, fantastic concerts every year. We can talk about that some other time, but or you may want to mention it later. But we're here to talk about a wonderful, wonderful Shabbat Chazanut that's coming up in a few weeks. Tell us about it, Cantor.
Well, I'm speaking also on behalf of Cantor Leon Kahn, who's the current president. He's the chazan of the Washington Heights Congregation. And we're very, very excited about it. What are we excited about? It's the Cantoral Council of America, which, as you know, is the only organization of Orthodox Chazanim in the world. And we're celebrating a very major milestone, our 50th anniversary. And we're going to celebrate it in grand style. We're celebrating at Kutch's Country Club upstate New York, not too far from New York, but really a really premier Catskills resort, and it's going to be the Memorial Day weekend, May 28th and through June 1st. And what distinguishes this convention from all our others is that we've sort of added a fantastic new component, which I know all your listeners will be very excited about as well, and that is something that we all want to have, and we haven't asked for a long time, and that is a Shabbos Chazanut. So in honor of the 50th anniversary of the CCA, we're going to have a Shabbos Chazanut featuring three of the finest Chazanim in the world today. And I know they're all your favorites, Charlie. All the Chazanim are your favorites, but these are particularly your favorites. And it's Cantor Beryl Zucker, who is young and really a rising star. And Cantor Yanky Lemmer, who everyone knows.
Yes.
And Cantor Pinchas Cohen, who also will be an honoree at the convention. So that's part of it. And it's going to be a fantastic davening. And they'll be accompanied, listen to this, Charlie, by the Yeshiva Maccabees, which is the in-house a cappella group at Yeshiva University.
Oh, really? Really?
So they are experts in a cappella, which is really what choirs are on Shabbos, a cappella.
Right.
And they just released a new album, which is really, really terrific. So it will be a very interesting combination. And you have a special scholar in residence for Shabbos, one and only international known lecturer and author, Rabbi Pesach Krohn.
We want to repeat this a couple of times, but for those of you who are listening and grab a pencil, we're going to repeat the information of how to contact
us. That's only part of it. Because
you'll continue, but why don't you give the phone number now? Okay.
Cantor Beryl Zucker, Cantor Yanky Lemmer,
right.
Cantor Pinchas Cohen, and accompanied by the Yeshiva Maccabees.
Okay.
For the davening on Shabbos, Friday night in Shabbos.
The date
of
is
the
28th, right? It's starting at May 28th?
May 28th, right. Friday. And it's going to run through, we'll be there through Tuesday morning, because besides Shabbos, there'll be a multi-Shabbos talent show, and where people from the audience who would like to sing, and we've discovered a lot of stars that way.
Yes.
We'll be accompanied by a professional accompanist. And then there's a gala concert Sunday evening. And Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, we have fascinating lectures on Jewish music, and Chazanut, and Mitzvah Hatfila, and voice training, which is what we have at all of our conventions. So you have at the Kutch's Country Club with so many different things that you could do, basketball and bicycling and game room and golf, and there's a health club and tennis and swimming, indoor and outdoor. He has everything you could think of, plus delicious food. And to top it all off, you have Rabbi Pesach Kron as a scholar in residence. So you could come for 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, and I'd like to give you the information about which numbers to call, if that's okay.
Please, please.
The two numbers you might want to call are either the CCA office at 212-960-5353 or 917-561-4016. Let me repeat the numbers again. That's 917-561-4016 or 212-960-5353, or you could even email cantorialcouncil@gmail.com. cantorialcouncil@gmail.com.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a wonderful event, and I'll be driving back from Zevi Muller's wedding in Toronto, and I don't know if I can make it before Shabbos, but I sure would love to at least be there for the Sunday night concert. But I know it's going to be a wonderful event, and again, that's sponsored by the Cantorial Council of America, and it will take place Memorial Day weekend, and you can call 212-960-5353. That's 212-960-5353, or you go to the website. It's cantorialcouncil@gmail.com.
Or you can call 917-561-4016.
I know that this wasn't your intention, but why don't you just give us a very brief idea of your concert in June?
Sure. Our concert in Beth Shalom is June 8th, and again, we're featuring the one and only Yitzhak Meir Helfgott and two brothers, one of whose name you just mentioned, Zevi Muller, and his brother Moshe Muller from Israel. They could do duets, and they when Zevi sang a few years ago at our concert, he really took the place by storm, so we asked him to come back, and with his brother with duets, I think it will just be a fantastic time, and I'll be there, and the choir will be there, and Danny Gilbert will be there.
And I'll be there.
And you'll be there.
Yes.
And 1,000 people were there last year. We were sold out. So
yes.
More about that, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Another time.
Sure.
But, thank you for the opportunity to talk about it.
Okay. So wish you lots of success on the Shabbat Chazanut, and keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Okay. Shalom.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
For the opportunity, and have a safe trip.
Thank you.
Come back safely as well.
Thank you so much. Okay, so I look forward to some great events with Chazonis. Okay, who do we have coming up next? This is Moshe Oysher. We haven't heard Moshe for a while. This is Moshe Oysher with Meloch.
Vi vincoli turchi a pizza rituale
You heard the audience applauding. You know that was a live a recording of a live concert. Moshe Oysher. We'll next hear, this is a short one, of Jacob Barkin. You heard the Barkin special that I did a couple weeks ago. And let's hear this one more selection of Ulai, Jacob Barkin.
Romeo, Hagalamusa.
Jacob Barkin. Well, you heard that Yanky Lemmer will be at the Shabbat Chazanut, and you heard that Zevi Muller will be at the June concert at Beth Shalom, two of my favorites, and there's a couple others that you'll be hearing about, some very exciting things coming up. Let's hear, unfortunately I don't have recordings of Zevi. I keep yelling at him, Zevi, when I come to your wedding, I'm going to bring a tape recorder. I hope you're going to be singing there. I don't know. Anyway, let's hear from the new Yanky Lemmer album. This is Ator Niglesor, Yanky Lemmer.
Shamayim Hishmatam Koelecho V'nigleisu Alehem V'yarpilei Toi Har Gam Kol Oilam Kulo Echo Miponecho V'riyois V'reishim Vai hi, koi la shoe fo. Moshe, 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 וכל פעם רואים אס הקוילויס ויש הלפידים ויש כל השיפור ויש פעם
Well, is it that time already? 2 hours? Going by so fast. Well, this is Charlie Bernhout. I hope you'll forgive me for the glitch in the first hour. Those of you who are listening to this on the archive, you will not know that there was a glitch, but Saul and a few others who are listening live, please, I don't know how these things happen. Technical problems, I guess. Anyway, thank you so much for joining with me. As I mentioned, tomorrow night at this time, I'll be about a third of the way over the Atlantic on my way to Israel. And I'll be spending this Shabbos and next Shabbos in Yerushalayim and thinking of you. I did tell you that the program next week was pre-recorded. It's a special. It's a rebroadcast of an interview that I did with the four surviving Malofsky children in 1992. I went to their home in Lakewood, New Jersey, and sat there with a tape recorder, and we had a great time. And you'll hear a lot of the music of the Malofsky children together with their great father, Shmuel Malofsky. And those of you who are concerned about Kol Isha, do not tune in next week. But for those of you who enjoy this kind of music, I tell you it'll be very, very interesting, fascinating story about the family. You can reach me at cbjmusic@aol.com, cbjmusic@aol.com. Don't forget that all these programs are archived. Just go to hit the archive and you can see the index. And by the way, there is a way to fast forward through each hour. You just have to play with it a little. We're going to give you directions, but you do not have to listen to the entire hour to get through to the last selections. There is a way to advance it. More about that in the future. Again, thank you so much for joining with me. And in 2 weeks from now, God be willing, I'll be back with perhaps some new recordings that I can pick up in the Holy Land. In the meantime, thank you so much for joining with me. Shalom, everyone. Yeah.